We go to Jeff Ayliffe with the Outdoor Report. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sarah Jane. Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day in Cape Town today. Very light winds at the moment. It's about 2 kilometres an hour on the top of Table Mountain. It's going to pick up to about 18 degrees. Gentle breezes coming out of the southeast during the course of the day. But Cape Town adventure photographer, well-known Cape Town adventure photographer, that's Jacques Marais. Jacques and his team are setting off on a huge Rainbow Nation road trip in an effort to elevate the very sad state of local tourism at the moment. Their fourth Beyond Expeditions adventure will leave Cape Town this coming week on Monday, on the 3rd. And they're going with a view to visit 9 unique community adventure tourism projects. It's going to be a 9,000-kilometer drive. And Jacques Marais, fondly known as the Oom, has been at the forefront of South African adventure photography for many years. And I caught up with him yesterday, and he told me more about their upcoming trip.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for chatting to me. We're heading off on Beyond Lockdown, myself and Peter von Ketz, Zane Schmal of Ozone, and Peter Kirk of Peter Kirk Media. And the idea is to kickstart local tourism with this trip. And I thought I'd just share a couple of the destinations we're going to visit. Starting off with the brilliant Namakwa West Coast, where we're going to go in search of the big one, do a little bit of crayfish diving, potentially some spearfishing with some of the local fishermen. From the Namakwa West Coast, we're going to head up to the Northern Cape, where we're going to do dune tracking with the Kumani San people up near the Galagadi Transfrontier Park, which should be nice and warm, hopefully, at this time of the year. And then from there, we're heading down towards the Free State border, where we're going to wild camp on a very remote island in the Vanderkloof Dam. From the Gariep, we head up into Northwest Province, and there we're going to free dive the Mariko Eye, which is a deep sinkhole close to the Zeerust area. From Mariko and Northwest Province, we're doing a quick sojourn into the concrete jungles of Jozi, where we're going to do a little bit of a graffiti ride with a guy who knows all the local inner city sites, just for a little bit of color. So that should be pretty good fun as well. From Joburg, we're going to reconnect with nature up in the lovely Limpopo in the Machubuskloof Forest. Really, really looking forward to spending time. And apparently the Zwakala Brewery beers needs to be tasted. So we'll do that while we're up there. Mpumalanga beckons, Maripskop, which is apparently the highest northern Drakensberg peak, just on 2,000 meters. Going to do some trekking there and then do the geo trail towards Barberton through the oldest mountains on planet Earth, I believe. Next up is Isimangaliso and Uchwayelo Lodge, right on the border of Mozambique, where we're going to have our ultimate ocean adventure with snorkeling with moray eels. We're going to be surfing black rocks. We're going to take the subs out, and doubt we'll see them this time of the year, but this is a very good whale shark destination. Hopefully, who knows, we might be lucky and see them. Last thing on the list is Hole in the Wall in the Old Transkei on the Wild Coast, where we're going to go and chill with the Amatosa people of this incredible local tourism destination. Those are the main things that we're going to be doing, Jeff. Obviously, quite a few other places, landscapes, destinations, and operators we'll hook up with. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And Beyond Lockdown should be a really, really amazing expedition. Follow us on our social media handle, Jacques Marais and Peter von Ketz, also on Ozone and Beyond Expeditions. Thanks very much for the opportunity. Cheers.
Photojournalist Jacques Marais and Beyond Expedition member, they're chatting to Jeff about kickstarting local tourism.
If you're an adventure enthusiast, and if you're a filmmaker and somebody who enjoys making videos, it's that time of year again. South African filmmakers and adventure enthusiasts given the chance to showcase those skills and their passion for the outdoors. The annual Cape Union Mart Adventure Film Challenge. It's now in its seventh year. They're inviting aspiring and professional adventure filmmakers to submit a five-minute short film celebrating the beauty of South Africa's natural landscapes and the whole spirit of outdoor culture here in South Africa. The winning professional category submission will be screened in South Africa in connection with the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour, and the winning filmmaker will also receive a 10,000 rand cash prize as well as a whole lot of K-Way gear. So that's worth getting ready for. And that opens on the 3rd of August. The entries will be opening. So if you somebody who's got a GoPro or a camera, and even nowadays people are making incredible films on mobile phones, get ready and come up with some ideas for your 5 minute adventure film, and get ready to enter it in the Cape Union Mart Adventure Film Festival. For trail runners, the Hout Bay Trail Challenge was scheduled to take place in August. They've now decided to hold a virtual trail run throughout the month of August, continuing to support charities and raise money for path maintenance. You can choose your race days throughout the month. You can submit your results and view the leaderboard via the website. And it supports Bright Start, EMS and Hout Bay and the Cape Leopard Trust. There's merch available as well. And it's also the options for those runners who are not in the Cape Town area. But just go to houtbaychallenge.co.za to get all those details. And finally, good news for the youngsters who want to learn how to surf. For surfing fans, Surf Emporium's Learn to Surf program starts up again today. They've been given the green lights, the Learn to Surf in a fun and safe environment in their upcoming four-month program. Four structured training sessions, professional coaching. The price includes surfboards, wetsuits. So you can go to the Surf Emporium page on Facebook and get all those details. That's it from me. I'll be chatting to you again tomorrow.
Great stuff. Thanks ever so much, Jeff.